this is not a light topic. This is something that major government organizations, other organizations, the U.S. Surgeon General have all commented on the use of talking about suicide in the media and even coverage of real suicide deaths and how dangerous it is and the cluster effect, copycat, because this is a very impressionable age group and we need to be very careful about what messages are going to this age group. This age group is much more impulsive than young adults and adults. And we've studied the differences between the age groups and we find that they act more impulsively to stressors in their life because they haven't built the capacity to deal with heartbreak and tragic events. The older you get, you learn, okay, I'm going to make it through this event. At that age, they haven't necessarily learned that. So they're much more impressionable. They're much more impulsive. So it's been an unwritten rule in the media that you just don't cover suicide deaths. And if you look back even at news stories, suicides are covered, homicides, but not suicide deaths. And so for them to pick that low-lying fruit, it was right there hanging very low because no one had sensationalized suicide before. So it was just very disturbing to me that they would go ahead and like put it all out there, not even like suggest like the book did. They went above and beyond what they needed to do to start a conversation.
Do you think in some ways, again, going back to what happens in film and television, it was just a matter of time till this type of show would be produced?
I don't think so, because across the nation, so the National Violent Death Reporting System, this is a system that tracks homicides, suicides, gun-related deaths in all 50 states, territories, D.C., and suicides are increasing exponentially. In Kentucky, our teen suicides doubled in 2015. I mean, this is a very serious topic, very serious concern for not only public health, but mental illness, mental health professionals, like I said, first responders. This is a very big issue. And to put a Hollywood spin on a subject matter that is so serious and so tragic, and increasing so quickly across our nation, I don't think that it should have been done or was necessarily going to be done. I have a very... Hollywood can spin other issues and fantasy in other areas, but I think suicide is a very delicate issue. And if you talk to a family member who's lost a teenager to suicide and the devastation, I don't know that there is a death that is more devastating than suicide in families. And families never get over it. Friends never get over it. So that was also another component of the show that was very disturbing, that the people that were blamed for her death, their eyes were open. They were, you know, they understood Hannah Baker's character better, and they were enlightened by the whole event. Is so contrary to real life. The aftermath was not depicted accurately also in the Netflix series.
Are you, I could use the word convinced, or you at least thinking that this, watching this show for that young adolescent viewer, it could increase suicidal thoughts?
Without a doubt. And the scientific literature says this very, very clearly. Without a doubt, it would increase suicidal ideation in the population, that would be an answer instead of providing an alternative solution. So people that engage with those that are experiencing suicidal ideation, they give them another option. So suicide is always on the table if someone is thinking that way, but there's other options. So it's just a matter of introducing an alternative to wanting to die by suicide. And that was never offered in that series. That was the answer. And no matter what they say, that no matter what explanation those that were involved give, the bottom line is that was an option for her and she followed through with it. And that is very impressionable to that generation because she's a hero. The blue nail polish, the magnitude of the impact, all the discussions about it, young children watching it on their own, definitely it would impact them and increase suicidal ideation.